Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and thank you for joining us out of Grace Chapel in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Lord, a cheer. Lord Jesus, once again we come before you. We join together in this fellowship as a group, and we ask that you open our eyes and our hearts, that you bring to light our faults, that you show us what we need to do and able to be prepared to join with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thousands of all,
desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to the King. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Feels good to be back. Seems to be an awful lot of work involved in being back, but praise God. It's hot, it's sweaty, but you're getting stuff done. Where the ox treadeth, the crib is not empty, right? Something like that. Bad paraphrase, but. So what?
It's where the crib is clean, there is no ox, but much increase cometh by the fruit of the ox.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Anytime.
What do we need to do in order to be with Jesus? We need to believe the gospel. There you go. Sounds simple. For a lot of us, it's not easy because of this thing we got between our ears. It's full of a whole bunch of ramblings and nonsense and things that we need to be shed of. And until we can get past that, we're stuck. If you guys heard Steve this morning, he was talking about the travail of a woman giving birth. And a lot of us, well, I'll just speak for myself. I know for myself, I'm in kind of the throes, you know, that travail. Haven't quite pushed all the way through to the other side where the joy is. In order to get past that, I need to get past myself. And until I get past myself, I cannot break through. I know that there's a lot of things that I want. What are the things that you want? There's a new computer, new pair of shoes. Go for a walk on the beach. New car. $1 million. I mean, what is it that you want? If you want to serve Jesus, the thing that you should want is Him, and to serve Him, and to have Him as your Lord and your Savior. If He's your Lord, He's going to tell you what to do, because you're His servant. And if that's your desire, if that's what you want, it's what you shall have. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. The Lord is at hand. He's right there. Turn over to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. If our desire, if our wants are those things that are above, those are the things that we can have. Now, you can have those things of the world. Don't get me wrong. You can make that choice and have those things of the world. It's up to you. But know what the consequences of your choice are. Every choice that we make has consequence. In this instance, life and death. Pretty big consequence. In the past, more so than now, for me, I'd wanted those things of the world. I wanted the money. I wanted the house. I wanted the folks to like me. I wanted all of these things of the world. I'm working my way to the point where the only thing that I want is Him. The only thing. And that's the only right thing. Why? One of the questions I asked myself, why would I want any of these things of the world if Jesus has overcome the world? Don't I want the best? Don't you? You want to walk in the power and glory of the living God? It is right there for you. Grab a hold. Don't let go. And hold on for all your life.
Direction shall we go today? Scott started us off in a very good direction. What is it that you want? The thing to remember is, what do you deserve? Do you deserve the good things of God? Do you deserve His love, His grace, His mercy, or peace? If you answer anything other than no, you're lying to yourself. If you say you're without sin a single day, you're lying to yourself. You have to accept the fact that we are in a war and in a constant battle between our own flesh and our desire to be with Jesus Christ. We can win it. It is possible to win this war. It is possible to be in heaven with Jesus Christ. But you have to fight it. You have to fight it every day. From the time you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night. It is a constant fight. It is not an easy thing. It's simple, but it isn't easy. The devil's going to make it as difficult as he can. He's going to throw as many roadblocks as he can find out in front of you. Those roadblocks can be anything, including people. Paul Harvey did a thing back in the 60s where he did a little short dissertation on If I Were the Devil. And it's so amazing when you listen to it now. And you can see things he was talking about in the 60s that have come to pass today in this country and around the world. It is something that I invite everyone to listen to, and listen to it with an open mind. And remember, this was back in the 60s, during love and peace and all that good stuff. The man had some insight. I don't know where he got it from. I've seen several versions of it out there. It is so true that there are so many things that are used today to take us away. And it comes in every form. You can hear it on the radio, it's there to take you away. You can see it in front of your eyes happening, and it's there to take it away. And then if you go to your different groups, you've got the political powers that be that are trying to take it away. You know, you've got a lot of people out there running around saying free speech. Then you got the government running around turning it into hate speech. And they're going to arrest you for it. They call it political correctness. Bull. It's a lie and it's a front to the things that the founders of this country put in place. And then they take other things from the Bible and turn them upside down. Government promotes atheism and agnostics. It promotes Muslims. But it doesn't promote the Christians that built this country. The Christians that spent months on a boat to cross an ocean, who came here to get away from oppression. Unfortunately, that oppression is back these days. It's here in this country. the values of the Bible are being devalued. They have been for years. Every time a new translation comes out, there's been a few more changes to sit there and devalue the word or completely reverse it. The only way to know what is true and what is right is to pray and ask for the guidance of the Lord and the Holy Spirit so that you can discern what is right and what is wrong, what is truth and what is a lie, what needs to be followed and what needs to be forgotten. Lord loves us. Amen. He wants the best for us. But do we want what's best for us? Do you want to stand with Jesus? Or do you want to burn? In a half second, you could find out. Actually, less than a half second. In a blink of an eye. Sobering thought that 1 minute you could be sitting there or standing up here. And it's gone. Boy, that worked real good. And it's gone. And where are you? Standing before the Lord. That fast. In an instant. What will it be like for you when you're standing before Him and the tape of your life plays? For all you've done, for all the things that the Lord has watched you do. Which words are you going to hear at the end? Are you going to hear the words, "Enter in, good and faithful servant"? Or is it going to be the two words that you bring terror into your heart so that you work out your salvation with fear and trembling? And those two words are "go to hell." Yeah, three words. Okay. I stand corrected. Thank you, Robin. But what's going to define you? Yeah, there are people out there that on their deathbed will say, "I claim Jesus Christ." They're going to turn themselves over to Him. But are they going to last in heaven when they get there? Will they be able to sin no more? I don't know. Some of them maybe. But if you sin in heaven, you cannot put Christ on the cross a second time. And you're always going to run into those out there in the world who sit there and say, "Plenty of time for that. I want to go do this." And in a heartbeat, whatever the circumstances might be, their life is snuffed out in an incident. And they've never claimed it. Sad thing is, some of them were probably told about Jesus Christ in the gospel the second before that. Davey knows one instance. Oh, there's plenty of time for that. Walk down the street, go to cross the street, car hits him, kills him. You don't know. You never know when your time is. Praise the Lord, all of those that are sitting here and are listening to this now and later have heard the gospel. If they've listened to this ministry any length of time, the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached over and over and over again. And the choice is yours. The choice is mine. If somebody listens to this 10 years from now, the choice is theirs. That is, if there is a 10 years from now. Because you can look in the Bible and see the things that have been foretold that have not yet happened, that are coming to fruition quickly. More and more of them every day are either being closer to being fulfilled or they are fulfilled. So where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? The choice is yours. Jesus Christ is there for every single one of us. 1 second after your sin, He is there to forgive you if you ask Him. The promise is there. Let it not be that He shed His blood in vain for you or for me or for anyone that hears any of our ministries, teachings, recordings, or live. Jesus is alive. Jesus hears our words. Praise the Lord, huh? And
you.
People have asked me how I find a way to stay on the path year after year after year. And it's simple. I understand what Paul is saying. Look at the next verse. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Well, I'm going to tell you. He goes on, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. It's Jesus Christ that brings you through, not you. You can't do it. Balaam, through his rebellion, sold us into sin. The flesh was cursed. Our bodies are cursed because God cursed the earth and Adam was made of the dust of the field. So if it's cursed, why do you try as though you can make it uncursed? Do you think you're stronger than God? Do you think you're greater than He is? I assure you, you are not. God is greater than all things. He created all things. Through Him all things exist. And His name is Jesus. So our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took the curse away, not from the flesh, but for the second man, the second born. The firstborn received not the inheritance. You see it all the way through the Bible. It's the secondborn that receives the inheritance. My flesh was the firstborn. It will die in the desert just as the firstborn of the children of Israel died in the desert. It will not see the promised land. It will not see the kingdom of heaven. It will not see the glory of the things to come. Because all it can see is defeat. All it can see is its own sin and its own failures and its own ability to do wrong and never good. Even the good we do in the natural is evil. Because it's done through pride. Pride was the first sin. But God has given us a way to walk in faith, in purity of mind and heart, by not trusting in our flesh, but trusting in the one who was raised from the dead. He is the one that gives us faith. He is the one that gives us hope. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He gave us the faith to believe on Him. And if you learn to trust Him, He will give you the faith to walk with Him and be with Him. You see, the secret is, turn your back on that which you are and have been in the natural. Turn your face toward Jesus. Dwell in that secret place that He has for you in His body, where you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens you. That's the secret. Not to dwell on the past and the things of the past, but to ever look forward to the hope that is in Christ Jesus. Those who live in the past, and those of you that are hearing my voice right now, whether it be live on the internet, whether it be a tape, or a recording on our website, those that rely and live in the flesh and in the past, they shall die in the past. And they shall not see the promised land. You cannot live in the past and hold the promise of God. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Let it go where it belongs, to the ground and corruption. And you go on unto that perfection which is in Christ Jesus through faith in Him and His Word. knowing that if you do that, His Holy Spirit will be with you every step of the way to guide and direct and strengthen and show you which is right. Amen. 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 I'm done.
It's foolishness, I know. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Take a breath in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you for this opportunity that we've had today. We thank you, Lord, as you go out with us, as we walk out into this world. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, and for your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.